Well, it's the man, the myth, the legend. He has been in education in the Rock Hill School District for more than 3 decades. And sadly, he is going to say goodbye as he's retiring from the Rock Hill School District. And we're so fortunate to have here in our studio a chance for us to learn more about one of the district's best one of the district's best principals.
Giving you a promotion already.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
You
no,
retired you. As your principal, and now you're going to be the new head job.
I don't think so.
But if you know that voice right there, that is Cherry Park Elementary School of Language Immersion principal, Pat Manus. And good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're retiring.
I am retiring.
Oh,
yes.
Pat. Ashley called and told me, and I said, not our Pat Manus from Cherry Park. Not say it's not so.
It is true.
Oh,
it is true.
Man.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
God. And
goodness.
I'm good. Everybody's going to be good.
He sounds way more excited than the rest of
yeah,
the district.
Everybody's
going to
be good. That's the truth.
Oh, my goodness. Well, kind of take us through your education journey. When did you start? Where did you start? What did that journey look like to where you got to this point now?
Sure. Graduated from college back in 91. I was a history major. And so out of that, was worried if I would even find a job. Totally honest. Got hired like a couple of days before school began as an 8th grade South Carolina history teacher at Rawlinson Road. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. In fact, still, that was great. Great memories. Was there for 7 years, became the assistant principal, except way back when we called it principal in training at Mount Gallant for a year, and then shifted over to be the assistant principal at Oakdale for a year, sweet year there. And then, crazy, 18 years from the fall of 2000 at Richmond Drive until 2018 when Cherry Park was built, and then shifted and had the pleasure of being able to start that school as well. So fortunate. Gosh, so blessed. Mm. So blessed.
And not only did you help start Cherry Park, but you were a very integral part of bringing the immersion program to the Rock Hill School District. And that, of course, started at Richmond Drive and Rosewood.
And Ebonport
as
well.
And Ebonport,
yeah,
yes.
Absolutely, yeah. I was one of 3 principals way back when to be able to have the opportunity to do that. We actually had language programs that were going on from probably the mid-2000, 2004, 5, somewhere along in there. And then those kind of grew out. And then right around 2007, 8, there was a big recession. And we realized that, you know, from budget cutting and things, we had to trim everything back. And immersion made a lot of sense because it, you know, is replacing a teacher. It's not necessarily additional cost except for your training and your materials and those kind of things. So it just was a really, really good measure, not to mention the fact that it's really the best way for kids to learn a second language. So
it's been a very successful program for the Rock Hill School District. In fact, the pilot class, right? The pilot mm-hmm. year, they're, yep. graduating this year.
Absolutely. So proud of those guys. Absolutely.
So that means for 12 years, 13 years, really, mm-hmm. if you count kindergarten,
yep.
their half of their day is taught in English and the mm-hmm. other day is taught in either French or Spanish. Fully immersive. It is not like on the Spanish or French side that how many of us probably took foreign language in school, meaning the teacher would speak in English and then translate into Spanish. It's fully immersive. So in kindergarten, you drop your little one off and say bye, and their teacher doesn't speak their language. Chances are,
correct.
They don't speak their language. And by the end of the first day in the first week, they're already talking like a professional.
Yeah, it's really, really sweet. The best way for me to describe it is, it's like going to see kindergarten in Mexico or Colombia or, you know, French Canada and Quebec or you know, in Bordeaux, France. I mean, you know, when you walk into those classrooms, it's like you're in a whole different country. And quite honestly, that's the way it's supposed to be for us. So
you've been in education for 34 years?
Yes. Yes.
We're not going to even dare to ask what's a story that stands out. I mean, that is hard. That's a lot of data to go through over 34 years.
That's my next book that I'm going to write. So, great. No, I'm totally kidding. Yeah.
But what has been great about working in education? Why should folks look? What can you tell them about what it's like to work in education when it makes headlines sometimes for other things? But what do you enjoy about working in education?
Sure. You know, it's going to sound really trite. It's going to sound just so simplistic. But really, if you're looking to make a difference in kids, it is the heart of what we do. I mean, I've been so blessed, and really over my career coming out of college, really my passion was, okay, how can I make a difference in kids? And so certainly that was leading into the field of teaching. And then along the way, what kind of changed for me was making a difference in the people, the big people who make a difference in kids, and that's needed as well. And so, you know, it really, for me, you know, they always talk about, okay, well, what salary do teachers make? And it's true. I mean, we're blessed. That's better than it's ever been before. But there is a priceless component to it. And for most everybody who does this, I mean, and in all nonprofits, I mean, you don't do it for the money. You do it for, you know, the lifelong impact. You do it for, you know, the blessing of realizing, you know, that lives really are changed by what you're doing. I would be so honest as well for me. You know, it has been about what I've learned and how I've grown. And, you know, every kid that's come through my classroom, every kid that's come through my school doors, every teacher that I've been a part of, every parent who I've been around, I'm a better person. I'm much better of a person. I've grown so much. I can remember early in my career, gosh, you know, saying or doing or thinking things that just were you know, so crazy. And over that time, it really has been about, for me, how I have grown up and become a better person myself. So, I mean, you know, I am so grateful, and since last Tuesday, that's probably the word that I've used the most. I'm incredibly grateful for people, especially, you know, like you guys, who have taught us so much, taught me so much.
Well, I just got real emotional listening to that.
Oh, you sure did. Woo. Gosh, Ashley.
So, because Pat has been our principal for many years, and I just was remembering, like, dropping my kids off at Richmond Drive, And I think I'm going to speak for lots of parents that have had you as a principal. What you just said is the way we all feel, because you walk alongside the big people who are trying to do the best for their little people. And sometimes you see us at our worst moments, whether it's we're in your office with the kid, or you're trying to talk us off the ledge, or you're walking through a grandparent that just had a terrible diagnosis, and you've been that person. And so you're not just educating them, you're showing them how to be the best person they can be. And you truly have been a light to this community. And you're a God-fearing man. And we appreciate that as parents. You not only loved on our kids, but you prayed for our kids. And we're thankful, and this community is truly blessed to have you. And I thank you from our family, and I know Lucas and all of the other parents that are listening feel the exact same way. So thank you.
Thanks so much. It means a ton. It means a lot.
Oh, I know. I don't even know how to go from there. Ashley, that was so well said.
I was not expecting to feel that, but you saying all that, and then, you know, I'm just like replaying, you know, walking into Richmond Drive and even talking to you on the phone. I still remember when I talked to you for the very first time just about the program. I was sitting up in my office at Comporium. It all came flooding back. And really, you do the way that you care about our kids and our families and this district. The district is for the better. So thank you.
Well, again, you are kind. And it really, in that, again, just thank you so much, and receive that and blessed by it. But again, you know, for me, it just, like I said, I can think of tons of ways that I've grown. And I would tell you as well, it really is a privilege and an honor to be able to walk alongside of folks in their best moments and celebrate with them and see the cool things that got accomplished or that kids did. But it's also a blessing to walk alongside of folks when things are tough and you don't know what to do or turn. And sometimes having a little perspective, you know, and being able to drop back or help somebody drop back with a widening lens and say, you know what, this isn't the worst one. There are other worse ones. this is a little speed bump. This isn't a mountain to climb. Sometimes everybody needs a little bit of that along the way. So.
Well, Pat, you've put your DNA on so many young kids. Look, 34 years, 3 decades, and look what you've produced and others have produced out in the world. And again, we're a little biased. You were our kids' principal for so many years at Cherry Park, and you helped weather some pretty big storms for our young people. And again, to Ashley's point, that's the part. While yes, you're the principal, and yes, you're the leader of the school, but you're also a human being, and you have that empathy. And you show that you care and you love them. And I don't know. I think that's great. I think we get so caught up a lot of times in what schools and school districts are doing that we forget a lot of times of what makes them successful. And it's just learning the ABCs and having good leaders like yourself, Pat, and your teachers and your administration there just to pour into every kid, no matter what walk of life they're coming from. I think that's a true talent and true skill for sure. What does the future hold for you, Pat? What are you going to do in retirement?
You know, that's a great question. I got to be honest, I'm really not sure, and kind of have invited everybody along the way to say, hey, you know, if you see something that you think I might be good at, then let me know. I think one of the things that's first and foremost is really taking some time to kind of reset. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, man, this is 34 years of getting up and doing morning duty and directing traffic and carrying a walkie-talkie and all those kind of things, and that's going to stop quickly. So I think, you know, one goal is just to really kind of do that reset and say, you know, who am I and what am I about at this point? You know, as I look at that, there are some things I love doing in this job. There are some things that I'm like, okay, you know what? That's been real and fun, and it's been real fun, and we'll let that one go. So the goal really is to try to continue doing some of those things that maybe, you know, I think I have something good to be a part of there and do well. You know, I have told district administration, you know, certainly I'm open to maybe a different role or help or whatever like that. So, you know, may still be around in things, but also kind of looking to say and really pray through, hey, you know, how do I steward this next leg in the journey? And, you know, I hope I've done that, you know, for the past 34 years. You know, as I tell folks, I'm not retiring to the house at this particular point. You know, I'm not ready just to pick up golf clubs and that kind of thing. But I am interested in seeing how still can I impact others in a way that's meaningful and good, and kind of take again what I've got and still do that, come alongside of other piece and don't know what that looks like, you know, and have a couple of ideas and hopes for that. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we are certainly going to be missing you for sure, but he's not going away. He's staying right here in Rock Hill. He's Pat Maness. He is the current principal right now at Cherry Park Elementary School of Language Immersion. By the end of the school year, he is retiring. And Pat, on behalf of so many families, thank you so much for what you've done. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.